dying, so is not. And not only the alternative of himself dying. Not that you dying is all makes him also. Makes him also. That's how it's mashma from the Russian Rambam. So it's not just the Rambam is just, because the whole Apocha is, the Rambam there is today, as well as the case where the woman herself is, she is going to die. He's going to die in case she doesn't submit to him, she doesn't suggest him. But some Rambam should be, she's an answer. But here, the woman is not going to die. He's going to die. So why should the death of the man who would not name of Bisha Achas make her into an oath? So Rambam goes so far as saying, she didn't eat it, he would never be Israel. So, Einistik. Very good Chiddush. Barei, Balamoyer, the Atzvi, Zalinaka, Shari Kosat, and Kabun, and almost all coming from Bamumo, Schmann, the Latun, and the Sport, and the Hude, and the Rima, 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 משחקים חוטים בלעריס, וחייגבנו הוא ימיהו ובסונו, וחיבו לכל משחקים שמענינו אינסו, ואתו לא לכם משחקים בלעריס. ואף אגב, דיקאינסו נעשתו, וחיבו דאמין את זה שחטפולים, אוברו שהריחו פסעתים שצחתים, מכירים ויפץ משמודו של סיבך נפש, שמחזו את דברי שחטפולים לנסתו, ניבוי ידעו פה, ועתירו הוכה, וחנה גימו עושה, אוי דרוי סיסמח ודבר. והקודש על פרש ישחבי, ופרשס ניש, בכל יום ישחבי. חוץ מה לזוי ברייש פוגם, ומפורש על זוי קיצר, ומהוי עודם ישראל חיוי, ואין כל הלכת על זוי פרמיס, ויאטם ישחטה, אוסו לילך לישחטס. בגלל הרייס קיצת, ומדינו ללעוד המסית בגלל הרייס. עד בכל הנגיע בי ששם ישולי מידניסו, שני מהקרות רבים חלולו עם פילו. רגלו יהיה לסמוד בסוי וגיד לכל המידס הלולו, איך תחילו יביתם חיים וחילה, ותיחו לכם ישחטים בו, ונשחטים בשור הבית דרס, כי שיצורת לך מדרס ופריטס לדוב, איך הוא יומס, והרייס יום ושמענו לנו אספנו למה עושה, דבד אנו אספנו, ובסתיינו עושה, כאילו שנגיע במייץ, ונחיל להתנחיים ולעושה בכל מיני. So, that words, the רייס of the Rambam, לא יודע לרשם, הוא בג'ט, ישית את פרנוי, הרייס, because the Gemara says, בת אשר הוא ינת משרפי, and by שישיש הוא ינת משרפי, יום וסבלתי בו אליי, and there is משרמה נוסעצת. And what is the tariff given by the Ram, in accordance with the Mundus of the Yosameach and the Rambam, that there is a difference between Enes, Maitzenes, and Chile, because there are two halachas. One halacha is that Pikuach Nefesh is a Deich and a Matra Nisur. Another halacha is that Tomus Rachmonet Patra is a Deich and Matra Nisur. It's not only two halachas. And so, the halacha of Pikuach Nefesh is Deich and Matra, does it apply to Abizor the Reich of Allah? Masha'in Kei, the halacha of Onus, the Onus is in Matra, is not a nice Adere, applies to Abizor and the Reich also. Applies to Abizor and the Reich also. So by Onus, he needs Onus. But by Chile, he's not Onus. But the Ramban doesn't agree with this distinction. Because the Rambam Rishi does say that whenever a person does something where under the threat of death, where the alternative is that he will die, whether there is an actual coercion or not, he's still alive. disturbs. And the Ram says, no, he is not an us. Only when there is a mice, the Ram in Pshat. One second. Oy drei Dvarenu, Shomu, Birushaume, Nisechas, Abrizore, Bishelech, Imanudin, Omar, Reb, Shchune, Zizmeres, Shein Yisrach, Nidila, Arayes. Yiton Shabbos, Utkom Nuchlolo, Naram Rosso, Loyu, Utkom Nuchlolo, Shabbos, Utkom Nuchlolo, Yisrapeis, Udechavosi, Naram Rosso, Loyu, Utkom Nuchlolo, Atil, Yisrapeis, Yiton Dibrais, Zizu, Vishni, Yitresvianim, שלו יותר מכלול כלל ממשמע, ושמענו אף ונעשתנו יותר מכלולו. תדע שהרגילו אביר עשינו אכנו לאיס, לא ימתיבי שהשם נעשו, נפתיחו חף על פי שנשחתנו לאביר עושה, אבל שור אביר שנעשו נדשתי, פותחו לנו את עצמון, דולקן משמתיבי שהשם. So he explained it. Why do we make a distinction between נשחתנו לאביר ונשחתנו לנו את עצמי? Vis-à-vis other Abiris, because other Abiris and the reason is why under certain circumstances he has to give up his life in front of the means of Kiddush Hashem. So the Mechayev is not a Chena or Yisrael. The Mechayev is the means of Kiddush Hashem. When is there the Mechayev of Kiddush Hashem and Yisrael of Chilul Hashem? By the Schamu Abirei. But the Schamu Anos Hatzmei, there is no Mechayev Kiddush Hashem. Mashiach Kiddush Hashem, Mashiach Kiddush Hashem, so the reason is why is the major nefesh himself is because of the chinah himself, because the gach nefesh is not deiche. So the male, what different is it? What different is it? And the Russian of the Yerushalmi is that the Yisr of Arayas is never dispensed with, but the Kotel Amoyer, it is dispensed with in case of Enes. So we see that neither Pibrach Nefesh nor Onus Chachmone Patre is Mati or Deiche, the Yisr of Arayas. אבל שור אבירס, שנסחו מלדשתי, הוא תרוע נוסעצנו, דולקי משום כדי השם, והוד אמרינו גבי אסתר, הוא נוסעצנו מותר, משום דולד גילה רייס, וכדעקשינו לדמור אבו אסתר פרס יעבי, ולהקשינו גילה רייס עבר, משום דולד חדי הרייס עבר בנער המרוס של זינסו, אינה מישישי, עוד אם נער המרוס הוא מינס, זמינת ניסור, ואו ניסור, אבנוכי על בס ישראל, לא יניקרא גילה רייס, גילב מיסס ולא יחייב את שריססים, ויעסקי מן הרם רוס בקרו, וחייב לבו ומפור את בשמה יצא. ליל, בשמה יצא ליל, ליל מורדד אמינו ליל מסתברה, וישראל עבור הנוכריס, ניקרא גילה רייס, משמיכנוי מפגן בי, והבר יחייב מיסס, וישייר בו מיסס ביקורס, כדייסר מכמה מנחילתי, and the Ramban Shite is mentioned in connection with the incident of Kamkane and Ratzodek, and there he says it was the sin, of course it was the sin of Antaresie, that it was Yehovah Yahweh, that's why they jumped down, Afghani jumped down from the roof.
Why?
Because to save himself from the Yisrael Farayas, so even Bitzine, but Bitzine, Havor Anochis is not coming to the day, so it's not coming to the day, but a few forests there is. And the Shittes Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Reisis and in Vegas is also explicitly that there is a Chiyuv Koras here in Bitzine. So in the place, Yehovah Yahweh in Bitzine, that's only Yisrael Avor Anochis. But Yisrael is Hanitelis and Anochi, there's no Kanonim Pekibe and there's no Chiyuv Koras in there. So in the place, it's not Yehovah Yahweh. Avor in Hanitelis and Anochi, in Beitin Bekanoim, the Ferit in Amidin, Amchilon, the Bizmuts, Bizdini, Shal Shem Gosu, the Limashkach Lekwa, Hina Lissure, the Chola Yisem Aizeter as Nusol. So in other words, it's not the Nisal Raisi. I mean, Nisal Raisi on the basis of bias noch wie es sagt, som velis natarais, som choiso. Na, the shit of the Balamoya render am sochen is, that it is a rais. Not only is all about noch is, but even Israelis han velisly noch is a rais. Even though there is no here for us, not according to the Ram, there is ish this action. The Mordechai, he made the promise, mentions in the name of Rabbi Avon, I think, that Israel is an idolist in North and the Tarasi is also an idolist. And they live there in a few parts. But that is the Shachit. That's the Mordechai, the name of Rabbi Avon, the promise, that's an idolist. Like
Ismail, the Rishon,
of course, a Rishon. The Mordechai was a Rishon. He mentions that in the name of Rav and Avraham. The Pasuk in Malachi. The Pasuk Malachi, I don't remember what it was.
But it gives reference to Yisrael Bar Nachman.
I'll read to you the Lashon HaRambam, okay? What? I'll show it here. I had a note in Malachi, that even with Tina there is a real cause. The Kedusha Aranis and Everin has two machines. But both machines agree there is a Misa the Reise of Achmas. And Misa the Gleise and the score of Bola Noch. Yeah, one second. In Yisroel who were yearly here, the Chachomim were here with a meeting. The Yikeinu were yearly Magish Minchol Hashem Tzvokis. He will Magish Tzvokis.
Shulam Zayin M'sachim, continued by the Rosh Hashiva, Yud Adal Adar Alav Heitov Shem Mem Vav, February 23, 1986, and Sunday, continued.
Well, Anochis, yeah, under all circumstances, Tareshi Yodhiti, then he says, in Aloch Zayin, Ophim Zeh Amal Shem, then he says, Dosti, Al Yehi Kal Beinecho, El Yehi Behetzed, Shem Yechol Ha'arayis Kemeisei, שעבן מן הערב בבניו לכל דובר, ובכלל ישראל נחשב, אף על פי שהוא ממזר, ועבן מן הנוכל שאין את בני, שנאמר, כי יוסי ארץ בינכו מאחריי, מי סירי סימיליס אחרי השם. דן סז נאו רחס, ודובר זה גירם לדובר ביעקום, שידרון הקודש בורכו מהם בלושת מאחרי השם רימלבי. I can't understand how any בנתור can say such a stupid thing that Abo Anochis Bitzine is only awesome God. Just that he's grounded in stupidity and Amaratia's ignorance of the nth degree. Anyway, if you look up in the Venezuela scale on Schmitz and Aceres Adibres, so then on the laser cell from Sinop, so Ibn Ezra mentions the name of Rapsadi Goyen. Rapsadi Goyen. It's not Ibn Ezra himself. Rapsadi Goyen. That the love of Lysinov applies to many kinds of news. So he says, the least serious kind of news is Abu Alafim.
According to
Yeah, yeah, Knuya. And that also is Nichlal Nisina, according to Zayin. It's not each of himself Nisina. Then, the next more serious kind of news is when someone is born al Shia Bosso, let's say, Achaisishte, so pushing his matates in them, Achaisishte or Achaise, and the blood is a mamzer. Then the next series that is Mochon was news is Avale Shishish. Avale Shishish. And then the next Mochon Ravere is Chabola Nochris. So according to Rav Tzadik Goyen, even Bitzine, if somebody is Bola Nochris, it's worse than a Shishish. You hear how people can say such nonsense. According to Rav Tzadik Goyen, it's worse than a Shishish in the Chim Ravere, because in a Shishish is in Bat Yisrael, and if the husband will divorce her, or when she becomes an Ombone, she'll be in the Teres. Mashiinchi in Ochris, unless she is in Skayeres. So she is Asur. Then he says, Mishashu is in Mohamu in Abola Nochris. And then Abola Behimo is in Mohamu in Mishashu. So you see how Rav Tzadik Goyen is also London. More of London than these London who mention Psochi without going through the Yisaidis. So you see, I mean, it's intolerable. And this is the Chil Hashem. Because if a conservative rabbi hears that, so that promotes apikosis. If he Ben HaYeshiva says just nonsense. All right, anyway, let's go back to the Ramban. Oh, but Ramban Shiti is Yisrael Abola Nochris is Arayis. But Yisrael is Anivelis Linochri is not Arayis. Is not Arayis. Because there is no Canoim thing. I said, most 1 second. Yes. I know. I didn't forget it. Now, if you look up, it's a strange Mordechai, and it's a Shitas Yochai. But I just want to show you something, there is such a Shita. Now, it's a Mordechai Perik Achilles. Achilles is my pick. So the Mordechai says, Motsosi Tshuva Merabin Avrom Hagodom Ransburg. I said, Rav Avrom. Tizel Ishen, Al Yivomo Shenofo Lifnei Mumea. Mumea means the Nishumi. Suppose, and that's something else. There's a big achidush in that Mordechai. Suppose a woman, 1 second, a woman was married to a Jew, and that Jew had a brother who was in Shumit. And then the husband died, and she was not full of my Mumer. Now, so there is a machlekes Hashem, whether a Mumer is a Jew for or not a Jew for. So, many of his most Hashem say that the Mumer is a Yidin. And there are some Hashem who say that the Mumer is not a Yidin. So some Hashem say יש ואחים ידו, ומסך אמן, ובין אין לב, לא יציר איש את המס החוצו לזור, יבוא מיות ללאו וכוחו לאיש הריב. So since he's in Shume, he's not talking. It's very strange. Because when the Torah, if the Torah had used Och in the sense of Och Bitele Mitzvahs, Ulochicho Loisash, they only understand. Also many Rishim say that the Mumma you're allowed to take Shribis. You're allowed to give Shribis. Because he's not Och. Because they are Och, 1 second. They Och, please let me finish it, please. So, they Och means Och, the tail of the mitzvahs. So, Yishumet, the abandoned Torah. So, Mele is not Och, the tail of the mitzvahs. But here, Ach means simply brother, that they had the same father. So just because he's Mumer, he's not a brother. Biologically, he's a brother. And there's no Aloha, just because he becomes a Mumea, the Yichas Mishpocha is Poka. But anyway, they are ashamed to say that. So a Mumea is not Zeikik Reyid Mughlit, because he's not an Ach. The Torah says, Ki Yeshu Achim Yardov Umei Sahadne. I'll tell you, and there is Machlik is ashamed in 2 situations. One Machlik is ashamed in regard to the case where the Yob is in Munaranishet, and there is a Machlokes whether he's Zekik, and then there is a Machlokes Hashem in regard to the case where the Achames is in Hashem. So also Machlokes Hashem. Also Machlokes Hashem. So then, some Hashem say that where the Achames is in Hashem, so then there is no Zekik. And anyway, so Rav Kabavrom also says that the Emunah is not Zekik, but not because he's not Torah. He mentions something else. Because the Rav Kabavrom, the Rainsburg Shiki is that just as Yisroel Avoah Anochit Tifares Yiskanoim Beidei, so Yisrael is Anveles Linochri, is also coming in. Mimele, and if he's in Shumer, so Yisrael is Hanibeles Limuna to Yishumet is Kanoi Beifesh, and there is a Chiyuv Pavos. That's Rav Ravon Shini. So Mele says,
what did I do last year?
So it's several Chiyuv Shini. Matos Yishubem Rabin Avrom Avod Maranispo. Yisrael Yishini. Al Vivomo Shenofo Yishumuna. Ike Dvorin Vigar. Ivoyatu Lechutzeh. In Kimelbo, the Canoin Pagan Bay, the Gaman Velisla, Ramoye Canoin Pagan Bay. But this is the Shah. All the other Shaymen say the Canoin Pagan Bay is only applies to Israel Abo Alaramis, or Nochis, not Israelis and Velis Lenochis. And assuming that it does apply, but it shouldn't apply to Mumer. So the Shita Ramabo. Alright, I just wanted to mention this. But the Balamoye and the Ram Sochim, they say that Israel is and the Belis of Nochi is a rice. Not that they agree for Abraham, I promise. The Ram Sochite, but for a different reason, because they say that the initial shame is mentioned in the Torah, in Bayesh, which you are this sorry. So that means that the Torah corroborated the Israel of this initial shame. So it's like a piece of rice, and since Dushan is not Tefes, some male things are rice. So the Ramban is Chilik. The Ramban is Chilik, and the Ramban holds Tefes Shite in Dushan, but I'm bought is also that between Shalshem and Israel is Hanidores and Nochel, then it's a rest. But I'm bought, we only saw that in Dushan. But the Ramban Shite is only the initial chef, it's not Israelites. Now, but I don't want anyone to labor under the notion that according to the Ramban, Israel is an Ibelis Linochi, his own Israel. That's inconceivable. Because it's not true. It's inconceivable because it's not true. It's not true. So it would be conceivable, but it's not true. and because it's not, what do you mean why not? Because it's not true, and especially the Ramban Shiti is also something like, even though here he says it's only the initial shade, Ufer Kamina Mginon, if it means this initial shade goes through, this initial shade goes through, to be master be quite finally sure. So it can't be implied it's only Osama Rabbanon. So what Ramban means, it's not a miserese on the score of Bias Nochri per se. According to Tesves in Gishiva Time Bo, so it's Osea Mitzah Bias Nochri per se. Machine Kirkon Ramban, it's not Osama the Raise on the basis of Bias Nochri per se. But the Ramban says in Sefer HaMitzvos and in Speo Sham Chumash, now there's a passage in the Torah. I'm spending a lot of time because I want to dispel these false notions that circulate in the yeshivas, which is a Chil Hashem. Deishi, Vayik Choyu Tess, Posik Chav Tess, Al Dichalil Es Bitchol Az Neiso, Dori Sizne Oretz, Umol Oretz Imo. So, the Rambam in Sifra Mitzvahs has many Shoroshim Kloli, which is the same, which is the same, have to be counted in Mina Mitzvahs. And which Jesus has said, Jesus has said, don't have to be counted. He says, the Rabbanon of the Kari, Mitzvahs which have been used to Midrash Atzeh and Dresh Ben, they're not implicit in the Pshut Shom Mitzvah, don't have to be counted. Mitzvahs which are not made with Ere, don't have to be counted. And then he says, timely are Mitzvahs, even though the Torah itself mentions the town, does not have to be included in the Mitzvahs. And it's Masika, what is the rest? As to why the Aruch HaDeles mentions among the Tayyab Mitzvahs the love of the Sizna Oretz. So the Rambam says, the love of the Sizna Oretz is mentioned as a tam of the Chalel Es Bitchol Az Niso. Why? The Sizna Oretz in Molo Oretz. So Mele, it should not be counted in the Minyan. And the Rambam, that's the Rambam. In Shiras Hamish, so the Ramban here agrees with all of the rest that the Sizna Oretz has to be counted in the Miyana Mitzvahs, has to be counted in the Miyana Mitzvahs. But it's mentioned as a town, so he says, even though it's mentioned as a town, but we see from many Gemores that usually, whenever the Torah mentions a certain Nisa, even though it mentions a certain town, but the town has an extra purpose to imply another Nisa. For example, the Yavlo Moshim, the Yoser as the Bobbin. So Rav Shimon doubts from there that if Melech takes more than 18 wives, he's higher Malkus. And suppose even if the 19th wife is a tzaddikus like Abigail, but suppose he marries only one wife, but she is a very vain woman, and she is miserably, she tries, you know, to alienate him from the Torah, to distract him from the Torah, so then he's also a galah, because that's why the Torah says, Yado noshim v'yoseresli be. So mele, here, when the Torah, the same thing is true here, is the Ramban. Als Chalas Bitchol Az Niso, Iluisiz Neoretz. So that's mentioned as a time why a father is not allowed to turn over the daughter to Zeus, because Iluisiz Neoretz. novel. But there shouldn't be a promiscuity.
Oh,
in on earth. So he says, so it has an extra purpose, because the Pasuk has Chalos B'cholas Limsor only implies that the father is not allowed to turn over the daughter to Zlus. How about the daughter herself and the Baal himself? It's not mentioned. So it's not mentioned. So that's why the Torah says, we see no all that, that the daughter herself, who submits to Zlus, so he's all savior, and the Baal is all savior. Now, he's Masik and Rashi and the other Rashi who say that if, and the Rambam who say that if his father turns over his daughter in Knuye to Zeus without Dushi, so he's able to love Al-Sahalas Bitcholas Nesor, even though there is a Safro that says that, and that Pasuk, so he says that Safro represents the view of Hadleza. Hadleza says in Yibomes that Tonu Abola Knuye, she becomes the Zayne, she was so good. So mainly it comes within the term of Las Nesor, since she becomes a Zayne. But we pass like the Rabbonon, so Tonu Abola Knuye does not become Zayne, so mainly the father turns over the daughter to Zeus of Tona Abola Knuye is not able. Only if he turns over the daughter to Zeus with the goy. In other words, if the father gives his consent to the shidduch of his daughter with the goy, or with the nevet, where Dushin is not tefes, or to someone whom Dushin is not tefes, let's say, if the father will turn over the daughter to Zeus with her own brother, Dushin is not tefes, Melvo. So then he's even with Chalas Bicholas Niso, and of course, he says, the Ramban says that in Chumash, the Ramban says that in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Sheir HaShay, that if a father gives his consent that his daughter should be Zane with the Goy or with an Eved, so he is able to love his Chalas Bicholas Niso. And the daughter herself, who is Mizane with the Goy, is even the love of the Sisna Oretz. Is even the love of Sisna Oretz. And then the Ramban, in the respect to the Lise Seyat, we see a Teisho, you look it up, Sheresh Hamish. I mean, this is a Teisho, that's at the end of the Hamishis. But ויסיה קדש מבני ישראל ויהיה קדש מבני ישראל. So Rashi says ויסיה קדש מופקרס מקודשס ומזמנס לזנוס. And it's mashma even knuy. The Rashbam says the same thing. And there's a Rambam shiur that ponu abola knuy of shiznuz. So then it's chayv malkes because of ויסיה קדש. Unkele said, "Lo yisie deisham leisisrael." So, "Lo yisie deisham leisisrael" means "Lo yisie itzom mitnas Yisrael ikbarovet," that the bas Yisrael should not marry an eved, and then "Lo yie kodesh leisrael" means the "Lo yisab gavron leisrael itzom ishif." That's unkele. Then the Ramban says that the pasuk of the Seer Desham Des Yisroel, to the Kodesh Des Yisroel, does not apply to Ponavala Kiri, because she doesn't become Zayn, only according to her blessing she becomes Zayn. And we pass like Rabbona again, Rambanji. But it applies to a Bia where she becomes Zayn. What Bia does she become Zayn? If she's Niveles to someone to whom she's an elbow, let's say, Sheposo, or an Shish, or Nivellus Linochri. So David, so he says, debt. So the question is, why does the Torah say, we see a day shall be made Israel? And then the Sitri says, made Israel, Abba, ain't at the Muzer, I'll be hot. So how do you understand the country? In other words, Nochris is more humble than in Israel. They call it Ramban the other way around. If Ponavola Pnuya in Israel, so it's not, so she doesn't come to it. But Dafke, if Israel is his Nidalus and Nochri, then she becomes a Zeke. But he says that this passage, the Pshat is a tree as follows. In other words, suppose that Israel is his Nidalus and Nochri on the earth. That is true. So then, is even a love of Mrs. If the father is naysay of the daughter to in marriage, to a goy, or to a neved, then is even the love of how a beautiful as says, last nation. But the daughter herself, who turns herself over in marriage to a goy, to a life whereby she becomes a zayne, so then she did a lot of resistance. But this lot of resistance means his oil implies something else. That's Azorah and Belsin. Belsin means all this art. In other words, if, let's say, there is a woman, a Jewish woman, who lives in marriage with a goy, and Belsin allows it, called this oil, allow that they are in a position to stop it. And they allow it so they are either the love of initiation or this is oil. And that's the Japanese plea, all this oil atomuzer. And, but the atomuzer are in the hobby. In other words, if you have this oil skipper, and the Besdin allows a Jewish woman to lead a promiscuous life, the life of Zeno, so then best is able that love. We shall not hide by allowing it. But suppose there is a Gentile woman who leads a promiscuous life, we are not means having enough to watch over their tears. So that's the pshat. So anyway, so the Ramban Shiki is not only that the Israelis and the Israelis are Nochri, so it doesn't involve Nisal Reis. Of course it involves Nisal Reis. Even though the Ramban says here in Mohammed that Israel's Nivels and Nochri doesn't involve any Nisal Reis except Bizdin Shalshem, so Bizdin Shalshem involves a Nisal of Nivels and Nochri per se, not just Nus, but in the Reis there is no Nisal of Nivellus Linochi per se, as there is Havor Anochis per se. There it's Nisarais, but there is a Nisar of Mishizne, and not only is there a Nisar incumbent upon the Nivellus of Mishizne, even Bezdin, by allowing it, is also Eveya, the love of Mishizne. So you can see how foolish these irresponsible statements. It all emanates from the fact that unfortunately there are so many yeshiva students who instead of involving themselves in learning and be okay in learning and go over the Torah with the Miforoshim and the Mishnayos and the Gemore and the Rishenim and the Rambam and the Shpanoch and the Poskim, and then they can look into the Chaim. So they jump. And without even going over the Tzukim, the Torah, Reb Chaim, all right, they'll know the Reb Chaim. But before they know the Reb Chaim and the Rav Kveya, they have to know the Rishenim. Then they'll be able to understand the Reb Chaim. And not only if they don't go over the Rishenim, they can't understand the Reb Chaim, They can't even understand the exact way of Misha Feinstein. And that's why so many yeshiva students abuse Rav Misha Feinstein Pesachim, former yeshiva students, because they don't know the materials. They hear Rav Misha say something, but they don't know under what circumstances Rav Misha was matter a certain thing. They just hear. And they had, if they grasp things easily, and then they manage Rav Misha Feinstein Pesachim this, and Rav Misha Feinstein Pesachim that, Rav Misha Feinstein didn't Pesachim, and if he passed him under special circumstances, and he still didn't believe, yeah, many times he didn't even pass him under any circumstances. It all emanates from the fact that there is no Yigiyah in there. So, I purposely, you know, devoted time to dispel that erroneous impression, because I hear it too many times from too many yeshiva students. And many times it's from yeshiva students who study in the black hat teachings. And that's a chil Hashem. So the Ramban doesn't mean there is no Yisad Raise. Of course there is an Yisad Raise. The Ramban himself says in Chumash, in his Perush in Chumash, and in Sivra Mitzvah, in Sheir Shamishi, the Yisrael is Hanivellus Lenochim, they even love the Raise of Luisizne. But that's not an Yisad of Bias Nochim, that's an Yisad of Znud. It's not of Bias Nochi per se. The Isar of Lisizne is certainly not a riot. That's what the Ramban means.
Not a riot.
It's not a riot.
So that is a curse.
The Cholo Isam Isa Dara Snoopsoyo, Sharon Kabit Haka Lubeo, Vin Tame Arshoyo Lester, the Hasnes, in Hasnes Venus. And even if it will not be Venus, it's not a riot. But a chasus hatzme in shora beres u lad dilad gu lad dilad dilad hayesu kit avishes va tam she ben chitro binochis u weizet Yisroel abo anochis is a hayes and Yisrael is an ebelis linochis not a hayes so he says va tam she ben chitro binochis komeo ve u meili bin lad rizore abo nochi al bao bas Yisroel havlat kosher bein bitnio bein beishishis. So, as far as Hanoi Bein Day, by Israelis and Dallas and Nochri is concerned, so the only Rishi who says there is Hanoi Bein Day is Rav Avraham Ranji, Rishi Tzion. But, even though all the other Rishim say there is no Hanoi Bein Day, but there are many Rishim, and perhaps most Rishim, hold that it's a Misaresi on the basis of Bias Nochri. The Ramban Shiti is, it's not in this essay, but he saw some of the Raisa on the basis of Znus. So he's even allowed the Raisa, not that it's Hetagomo, Chas Visholem, with the Raisa. That's inconceivable. Ulpicho, Enkanoi Pizubo, Kilka, Avopisho Isho, and Satan Luteres, Ishoser, Afila Noes Nochis, the Afila Vitzine Itzarai. Yeah, when Zorich leimal anoas rishel bas Yisroel asurolot Yisrael v'chein hil anoas oroshe horoshe loel shelo yitiru anoas atzmo leshor adel kares. Okay. This is the okay.
That's why you got the answer for you.
That's right. Then for Yisroel abor anoas. And he didn't jump off the roof in order to avoid an Israel Rabban. Like native, like Yechab Elohim Tetzila. Such ridiculous things. How anyone who attended Yeshiva even for 1 hour can say such stupidity is beyond me. And it all emanates from the fact that there is no Yigiyah in learning. No Yigiyah in learning. The way to be Yigiyah in learning means to learn the Kame, first you have to go over Mishpatim with every Rashi. Every Rashi. How can you start learning the Kame without learning Mishpatim with every Rashi? And then you learn the Gemara, and you look at the Rambam, and you look at the other Rishonim and everything. And then you can look into the Prime of the Rabbi Meir. And then you can look into the Mishpatim students, why not? But to jump into the Mishpatim students, you won't understand the Mishpatim, you'll abuse the Mishpatim, you'll misrepresent the Mishpatim talking, and you'll cause a relation. And you'll only promote happy causes. You'll promote conservative Judaism. That's why. I'm sorry that I became excited. Because these statements hurt me. I heard them too many times. I'm a little older than you. I heard these remarks 4 years ago from the Yeshiva students.
In Europe, yeah.
No, in Europe, no. No, in Europe, no. In Europe, you never heard such a statement. It's an American problem.
Sachi Mahmoud Ches by Rosh Hashiva, Tesvav Adar Aleph Hetov Shemim Vav, February 24th, 1986, on Monday.
Ashiyon Tosa, and then Yom was about to boil it. So it's Tosa, but according to Amoria, it is Haman Reshatzme, is Yahal Bar, so it should be Yahal Bar Yorik. So the Rambam the Teretz, and the Rambam was aware that this is the Shita of Ramoya, but he was massacred on him anyway. So the Rambam the Teretz, that according to Ramoya, there are two halachas, two matiri. One matiri is Pikuach Nefesh, the Chaybay. So the Chaybayim doesn't apply to Abu Zorga Arayish Chazanim. Doesn't apply. So male doesn't make a difference. Mishcham Avirim, Mishcham Avirim, there is, Pekach Nefesh is Nadelcha di Yisra Abu Zorga, it's Nadelcha di Yisra Arayish. So that's why Me'atza Asheroi can have Mishrafi. That's why Yomus Valti Boile. Then there's another matter of Onus Chachmona Patre. So Onus Chachmona Patre, it does not only imply Iktura Bonshi, but that's no Maisavere. That it's no Maisavere. It's no Maisavere. And if it's no Maisavere, so maybe we saw that there is a Machlekes Rishonim in Ksuvos, Nil Naris, around the Lamed Aleph, as to whether Tanu Vachetzki is Din of Chayav Nisishayik in Tum Rashlumim, whether it applies to Onus also. So some Rishonim say yes, and some Rishonim say no. The Rishonim say yes, they hold that it's analogous to Shayik, just as Shayik is a Mais Avere, so Onus is also a Mais Avere. The Rishonim say no, so they say, they hold that there is a basic distinction between Shayik and the Onus. Shayik is a chaytei, and it is a maizadeh, but he's chayre korm, but Onus is put up from everything, even from korm. And he's now chet mishpat noves. So that means, kashiyot misha oreyu, utzoche kin adomar hazeh. Can you say that the victim who is killed is performed the maizadeh just because he was killed? So here too, the Onus is not a maizadeh in Onus. So, Onus, Sonus Rachmoy Patre is not only Ptura Bonshin, according to Ramoya, but it's a Dechem, the matter of the Isa too. It's a Dechem, the matter of the Isa too. The Aloha of Onus Rachmoy Patre, that it's Dechem, matter, the Isa too, not only Ptura Bonshin, that applies even to Abuzor and Gelarais. And that's why the Ramoya says, so then it's your Yahweh, even mishavim lanos atzmei. Why? Because Shechus Domim, there is the smell of my chodesh. So Mele just as the smell of my chozis dictates to us that pukach nefesh kana b'reche, so it dictates to us that eines is not matter either, you see. Masha'im came vis-a-vis abizorim v'arayos, so there's a difference between pukach nefesh and eines. Pukach nefesh cannot be matir, but eines can. Sameach, and in order to be an eines, there has to be my eines, as the Sameach says, pshat in the Rambam. But by chile, there is no my eines. Sameach, it's yod v'yaver, even mischav v'lanes atzmi. That's the teretz of the Ran and the Bramoya. And the Ramoya, and even though the Ram and Sanhedrin reject the Shite of the Ramoya outright, but here in Pesachim he doesn't reject it. He says it's not Mufrach. He doesn't say that the Zalochi is like him, but it's not Mufrach. He says the Kashis by the Ramban are not any Kashis. And we said that the Ramban in Kishitose, because the Ramban in Psuvah Dachavod, he holds his Masikan thesis. Thesis says, Hoyisha Shemelfisho al the Nifoshes. So is Asura Lubailo. So Rashi and thesis say, even Lubailo is Yisroel, because we are Cheshish, maybe Machmas Pachat Mise, she was Nisratze. Lizneis, maybe she herself suggested Znus to the captor in order to save a life. So then she's a soul of bio. So the Ramban says no. You see, the Ramban says no. That even if she did, she would be interested in bio Israel. Because she's a member. She does it machmas pachat mise. Machmas pachat mise. So the Ramban shiti is that in order to be an onus, it doesn't make any difference whether it's a my saying this, or he does it in order to escape that. If a person does something for the purpose of escaping death, so then it's an onus, even if there is no miceness. I mean, because it's only natural, there is an innate inclination in every man to escape death, to do everything to escape death. How did the Sotan say to the Rebbeinu Sholem in Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalet, when the Rebbeinu Sholem said to Yev, so, did you see a righteous person like Yev? So he says, what kind of a righteous person is he? Yeah, in other words, Eya be'adeya, ki yitim,
just because I heard his mom, that doesn't mean anything.
That's right.
When I heard his father,
yeah. Then he's very smart, you know, when it comes to hurt people. He's very smart. He's very ingenious. Vayana Satan Zadishem. A person is naturally inclined. It's almost like a reflex. I mean, to do anything in order to escape
physical
harm. To escape death. Never mind physical harm.
To escape death.
Okay, I like it. To escape death. So, b'chola shalini ishikin bad nafshi, even if he's the stingiest person, and he's a billionaire, so, and he's the stingiest person, so, he's ready to give away his billions in order to escape death. Yes, of course, people do many stupid things. They risk their lives in order to get fame, in order that the name should appear in the newspaper, and that because they don't anticipate that they will die. That's why people are ready to do, you know, something for the education of children. I mean, it's not because they don't anticipate an accident. I mean, it's unfortunate. It's the biggest tragedy that overtook the American people. But why do you think, I mean, the astronauts including the teacher Mekalev, wiser, the ready, you know, to be a stretch and to go up to space, because they didn't think they have a munna, they have faith in human technology. It's, you know, it's like if they are fanatics, you know, like fanatics in a religion. So they have such faith, they don't anticipate that something like this could happen. How could it happen at all? The NASA gave its approval, so there is no danger. They have faith in it, you see. Instead of having faith in the Rabbeinu Shalom, so people have faith, you know, in human technology. That's why they are ready. But if they did anticipate a tragedy, they are ready to give up everything, fame and money and everything, in order to escape that. That's almost like a reflex, you know, disinclination. Some males and others, well, there is a Maiseiness or there is no Maiseiness. So is an honest. There's the Ramban Shite. But the Ramban, now the question is, the Ramban himself, in that Mishneh, he passes of the Mephoshes, is Asura Legaila, Dafka Legaila Kehen. So doesn't it seem that the Rambam agrees with the Shite of the Ramban? Kidm Sheh also, Machmas Pachat Mise, Afilu Misratzo, Machmas Pachat Mise, Yareli Anutzo. And the Rambam also says only Leishes Kehen she's Asura on Arbi Shalv in the Foshes, but Leishes Yisrael she is Muteres Lebailo. So the Magnishne says Pshat in the Rambam that the reason is why by Leishes Yisrael she is Muteres Lebailo, because we don't you're not Chishet a Bas Yisrael that she would suggest Znus even to escape from that. Because after all, the Rambam Shite is that even when he forces her and he tells her, if you scream, I'll kill you. So he has to, if she's in Mishishish, so she has to scream and let herself be killed. So Lachas Kama V'Chamor, that she's not allowed to suggest news when he doesn't even try to force her, but he just wants to kill her because she stole from him, you see. So she's not allowed to do that. So maybe don't have to be chayshit. But the Ramban says even if she did, she would be Muteres Lebailo. But the Rambam Shite is not like that. So maybe we can say like the Ran says in the Baramoya. Now, this is the Ran's teretz on the Baramoya. But the Niri gives another teretz. The Niri in Sanhedrin, I don't want to go over. It's a very long Niri in Sanhedrin. He's very marich. He mentioned this about Jesus Rishayim. I don't want to go over it. But at the end, he gives a different teretz. And he says that the reason is why, by Amru HaReikim, Einlei Rifur Achetiboylei, is Amru HaChomim, Yomus HaTiboylei, and even though it's not Mishama Abir, it's Mishama Nesatzmei. So he says, because over there, the Zakone is not Vara. The Zakone is not Vara. He says, the Reikim say, so what did the Reikim say? So in other words, there is a double question. First of all, the Reikim say, in Rifuachibore. That means that it is so. I mean, Reikim say many times, there's a lot of nonsense. So he could be cured even without Avera, And secondly, suppose...
The Rebbe are not that big even on Kippur.
Okay, so because of his suffix, but in Vada it isn't. While the Rebbe don't make mistakes, most of the time they make mistakes, the Rebbe. So first of all, there is a question whether if he doesn't perform the Avera, whether that maybe he will remain alive even if he doesn't perform the Avera. Secondly, assuming that he will die if he doesn't perform the Avera, maybe he will die even if he performs the Avera, because he developed such a mania, so he will die anyway. It won't even help him.
He became such a maniac. He drunk didn't help him. So, it's a double question. Anyway, it's not the rabbi. It's not the rabbi. So, Mele, he's not anonymous. Why does the Miri give that Teretz and Balamoya? Because the Miri apparently agrees with the Shita of the Ramban in Ksubes Daf Chavot that even when there is no Maiseinis, but if a person does something in order to escape from Vadai Miseh, even on Eliya Ba'adeya, Ashayit Nishbiad Nafshi, it's not enough. So it's a natural inclination in man, you see. So, and it's very hard to control it. It's possible, but that requires superhuman will to control that. So Mele is a man who's even without my sinus, but only when the inus is a vadai. But if the inus is only a possibility, like here, I'm already being Saul. What does it mean? So, and there is a certain agode, some Rishini mentioned that agode, about Nosen Ben Tzutzise, was his name. So he also was Nosen. He developed a certain taive, Nosen Ben Tzutzise, but he was a nice person. He developed a taive, sometimes a good person also, a fails. So developed a certain taive, and the Reifim said there is a certain agode, some Rishini mentioned that agode. The Reifim says that only Takone with Nosen Ben Tzutzise, unless he performs the avaya. So, yes, Nus. So the Chachamim told him, no, so you die, you die, don't perform avaya. So they said the same thing, the same pismen. The fact that the Reifim changed their pismen anyway, changed it two times. First he says, ain't no before what you bought it. When they heard the Chachamim say, you're not away, so they changed their pismen. And they said, Tamil from Aruma. When they heard that Chachamim said, Yomus for Tamil from Aruma, so they changed their pismen again. That's like the modern psychiatrist, you know. Everything is indispensable. You have to do this avaya, you have to do that avaya, and you have to go along with all the tithes and all the caprices and the whims of the patient. That's why they make some patients more crazy, the psychiatrists, you see, because they want to go along with them, you know. So the more you go along with these capricious and spoiled people, the more sick they become. Anyway, so here the ranking. Here the ranking also said they changed the policeman. So does that show that what they say is true? If that be true, so why should they change the policeman? First they say the only thing that will save his life is Nusmanish. The second thing they said, no, not Nusmanish, Tamil Navumo. The third thing, even a conversation, Nachira Geda will save a life. So the Chachamim said, Yomus Valtam Avera. So the end was, Nosen Ben Tzutzise became a Valtshuve, and he said, I'm ready to die, and I'm not going to be able to be Chachamim. And 1 second, please let me finish. So at the end was that he was cured, and he lived many years, in spite of what the doctors, and Lahachem the doctors, the psychiatrist, who says, Ein Rifuah, Yevashet. You understand? So the Reifim, Bizman Chazal, were like the modern psychiatrists, you know, who say all kinds of nonsense. But anyway, Adai Suri, if there is a Chesha Yuchayikem Pitach Nefesh, so it's also the Cheshabes. But, so that's only because by Adai Suri, so Pitach Nefesh is the Yichay. So there is Alochi even a possibility of Pitach Nefesh is the Yichay. Is the Yichay. Mashainki, Arizor Gelarayas, Ushvachusdomim, so the matter of Pikach Nefesh doesn't apply, but only the matter of Onus. When is the Onus? If it's by the ways. So then, Ela Be'adeya, the Chol Asher, Lili Shiti Bad Nafshel, but the Chashosher, that's not Onus. That's not Onus. I mean, that's what the Mir says. As a matter of fact, it is interesting that in respect to the Rambam, when the Rambam says Kiddush Omru Banosim Kach Omru Bechayim. So Ibakir Misrapim Chutz Madezoi Darai Fodem Vi Obavu Misrapi Einshin Loi Bezdin Einne Shorol Lei Einshin Loi Bezdin Einne Shorol Lei. So the Osamayach says, the Osamayach says that the pshat is because by chile there is no ma'ase in us, so it's not an os. Even though he only does it in order to escape that, but there is no actual coercion in ma'ase. And the same pshat is mentioned, there is a sefer on the Rambam. I mean, he was probably in the time, contemporary of the Chassam Sefer, Yad HaMelech on the Rambam. So Yad HaMelech says the same thing that the Asamiah says, but in the Kedusan Mishneh, he says something else. He says, the Rambam says, anciently, best name is all way, because he should not rely on the doctor. The doctor say in the report, and he should have been talking to Rebbeinu Shalom, that's what the Kedusan Mishneh says. So he should have been talking to Rebbeinu Shalom that to live on the country, that King Schus, that he will not be a Avera, he will live. And maybe if he'll be a Avera, he'll have to die. So that could also be, you see, Lachas, the raping, you see. So that's what. So in other words, what does the Kedusan Mishneh Shalom does? The Kedusan Mishneh Shalom does is that the Rambam Shite is like the Rambam. The Rambam. And the Yad HaMelech and the Yosemeach. So is that the Rambam Shite is like Thesis and Rashi. Okay, now. But anyway, the pshat in the Baal HaMeor is that the Baal HaMeor admits that insofar as the matir and the deichan pekach nefesh is concerned, so mpichim el yisei abba vizor garay shkuzdan pekach nefesh na deichan. But the Baal HaMeor shit is there is another matir and deichan besides pekach nefesh, onus. Onus can be mati and not only other avirus, but it might dissolve our eyes, but not shogun. Shogun not. Why? Because the same svore that says that Rachmedes Abuleche also dictates to us that onus cannot be deiche, these are shogun. In other words, we'll say, you are onus. Why are you an onus? Because you are going to lose your life. What's about other fellow's life? So, that's not as important as your life. That doesn't make sense. That's why the Baal HaMeor says, in regards to one, but insofar as the matter and the deichet of pekach nefesh is concerned, so the Baal HaMeor has made it all the rishon, that pekach nefesh is not deichet, or rather, I mean, if pekach nefesh is not deichet, I mean, other isurim, but not avizor gelarayis shurban. But onus is matir, even is deiche, the halacha of onus chachmane patre, is matir, even the isur of avizor in larayis. So he has to be onus. So when an onus forces in, so there is a maiseness and there is a vadai mise, so then he's an onus. But before I'm raping, and then even when the raping say that the only refuge is at a sheirah, and nothing else can help him, so it's not the vadai. Maybe so. So maybe it's not an onus, but pekach nefesh by Shabbos no other isurim. So there is a loch of the chayvem, so the chayvem implies even sofi pekach nefesh. even lechshesh erichayit yom tukach nadeyiz deyichayit. Ze, ma sheim kiin ba, de zohar garay shechodomim, so the matir on the deyichayit, of the chayitayim doesn't apply. Now, the question, there is another question. Those rishayim, the Ramban says so beferish. Now, we say, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Pshachim, that kol avera shebateiro, if the anus forces him, so it's yavar al yarek. Chutz the three averas. So what's the pshat chutz the three averas? It means chutz the three averas, so pikach nefesh is not deiche, the three averas. Some mele, if it's not deiche, the three averas, some mele is chayev. So mele pikach nefesh is not deiche. Some mele, he's either the etzim himself, or the zor, or the sovdei, or the sinot, and so on. Or, no, maybe the pshat is no. Pikach nefesh is deiche yisrael b'zor also. Pikach nefesh is deiche yisrael b'zor, and perhaps the yisrael of arayis too. But, mitzah the mitzvah of tibush Hashem, so there is a special aloche that he has to be meis nefesh himself. So the Ramban says the Feresh, that the distinction between mischav l'avire and l'amoresat l'mei is only shayrech in regard to shor aviras, where pikach nefesh is there, but under certain circumstances, mitzad tivush Hashem and mitzad yisur of chilul Hashem, he has to be meis nefesh himself. So the mele we say, when is there a mechayiv of kiddush Hashem and yisur of chilul Hashem, mischav l'avire, shas hashmad, faresye, but bitzine, mischav l'amoresat l'mei, not as a shmat, so there is no mechayiv Hashem. Mashenkin, but it's three averes, so misatchim lo yisya, so because the mechayiv Hashem doesn't apply. That's what the Ramban says. But maybe there is a shittas of Hashemim to the contrary. Maybe there is a shittas of Hashemim to the contrary. Now, let's see two Rishayim of the Rambam. Yes.
According to the Rambam, you don't get a punishment.
No, you don't get a punishment. Yeah. I'm going to mention this Rambam now. The Rambam says, Kol Mishnema Be'yadeh Val Yorik V'Nerad Ve'yoba Harizim Yishchai V'Nav. She does the Rambam Shite. He's not allowed to be machmir. V'chol min shenema b'yorig mor yaveh v'nyara n'yobak harei zi kiddush Hashem v'moyo basor min yisroel kiddush Hashem v'chol min shenema b'yorig mor yaveh v'yobak v'loi n'yarag harei zi mechalos Hashem v'moyo basor min yisroel harei zi chilos Hashem v'rabim u'bitu mitzuseseh shihi kiddush Hashem v'yobak al mitzuseseh shihi chilos Hashem ואף על פיקן, מפני שאוב אבאינוס אימאו כנעיסי, ואין צורך לאים מרשאים ניסי נעיסי, בזדין, אפילו הור אבאינס. So the Rambam says that even the three Averes that he's מחויף to him is a nefesh himself, suppose he wasn't a nefesh himself, he's part of a bunch. Why? Because he's a nefesh. So the Rambam says, אפילו הור אבאינס. In other words, not only by Avedizor and Arayis is Potter Bonshin, but even by Ritziche is Potter Bonshin. Why does he say Atilo Horak? In other words, one could argue with cogent logic that vis-a-vis Avedizor and Arayis, even though he's not really Mis Nefesh himself, but if he didn't Mis Nefesh himself, so he's Potter Bonshin. Mashenki, vis-a-vis Shechus Domi, where he's mechuyif misnef himself, if he didn't, he's chayiv onshin. Why? What's the reason for it? Why should we be more machmir in respect to shvachos damim than in respect to avdizor and gelaraz? What if he has a din of onus. So onus is poter even by the ritziche. And if he doesn't have a din of onus, so he should be chayev by a bizon v'arayis also. Why does the Rambam say a few horad beinus, a few horad beinus? Pshat is very simple, because one could say that actually Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche, the Yisra HaVizor. And let's say, now, Gart HaVizor, so Rabbi Shmuel Shiti is that HaVizor Bitzino is Yaveh Valdihorek. Why? Because of the Chayveh. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, of course, all the Rishenim pass and accept thesis and Ksuvah that you test. But so all the Rishonim pasken like Rabbi Elazar, not like Rabbi Shmuel, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, so im balavizore beitzine, so is yore vol yave. I'm sorry, is yave vol yore. And the only difference between balavizore and other averes according to Rabbi Shmuel is that vis-a-vis other averes, so even b'faresye, and he has to be mischam l'avira in order to be yor v'avira. And b'avira zore, so there is a chiv of Kiddush Hashem, even if he's not mischam l'avira, as long as he's faresye. But the shita of Rabbi Shmuel definitely is that v'chai b'hem is the yichad yisar for sovereign too. But it's only a chiv mitzat Kiddush Hashem. So even, maybe even Rabbi Elazar, who says that he is mechuyev to be misnefesh himself, even bitzine, but it's not on the basis of the isa of his sorting. It's on the basis of Kiddush Hashem. But Kiddush Hashem applies even to tzine in respect to Avdiva. And Arayis, you could also say, even though Arayis is learned out from a hekesh to ritziche, but that doesn't mean that it has to be the same din just because it's a hekesh. We have many offices where one thing is deduced from the other, but it's different halachas. So maybe here too, by Shrozdolim, of course, because of my chosis, so Pekach Nefesh cannot be deiche v'yisar itziche. But by Arayis, it's only a alfuse that is mechuyev to misa nefesh himself, but only on the basis of Kiddush Hashem. Only on the basis of Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem. So that's why the Rambam says, Vein tzorch leimar shein nisi nisi bezdin afil horad beines. So in other words, because there could be an argument that vis-a-vis ritziche, so im ova v'leinera gizchaye vonshin, and vis-a-vis avizor en glarayes, so is not chaye vonshin. So why? Because we could say as follows, that vis-a-vis, in other words, that in respect to Avdi Zorei Gilada, in respect to Ritziche, so it's definitely that the Yisar is not Nitche. That neither Pikuach Nefesh can be Matya the Yisar Ritziche because of my Chazis, and neither the Alocha of Onus Chachmone Patre can be Mati of the Yisar Ritziche. You see, the Barnoia holds that Onus Chachmone Patre is Mati of the Yisar Abrizor and the Yisar Arayas, but not Yisar Ritziche, because of the Svar of Maichosis. How can Amos be Mati? So Mele, we could say, in respect to Avizor Glarayes, so the Ines, the Pikuach Nefesh of Ein, the Ines of Pikuach Nefesh is Matir the Yisar. So Mele is only on the basis of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem that is Mechuyev to Mitzvah Nefesh himself. So there is no Onshin. nonsense. Mashein came vis-a-vis Ritziche, where because of my chosis, so there is no matia, there is no deiche and isa Ritziche, maybe it's high nonsense. So the Rambam says, no, even though there is certainly no matter and isa Ritziche, but it didn't see us anyway. That's why the Rambam says, Atul Hoal Beinet, Shein Malkin and Nisin are a leiva b'tzenei uveidim v'asroi, Shenema b'neisin izari l'ameleich. So, v'nosati ani esponai v'ish ahu, in p'ashmui alomdu, ahu v'leonus v'leshenik v'leimuti, umay nabes kechodim sheyech mura minhati, hoi v'deiso beinet, in chayif kores, v'in tzorch lema misus besten, קלבחים ולשאול מצווה שעמור איזו תירו ובהרי עושים לבוא הנערה איזו סדובו רמב״ם לא שני זה במארג He says that by the three avers, even by the שיחה אם לא בא ולא נערן So he's part of one לא שני Why? So does he mention לנערה איזו סדובו? No, at the end he mentions נערה סדובו But first he mentions the posik by Melech, by Nisen Zarla Melech. So Yisrael Nise. So the Sefri says, Ahu v'nusati ani esponai v'ish ahu. Think it's in Beishin. So the Sefri says, not the Sefri, Sefri says, Ahu v'lomus, Ahu v'shegeik, Ahu v'lomute. Then he said, "Umay ma des kham shichmu amnake, hoi v'di sabeines in chayv kores, v'inzoch lema misses besten, kal v'chim el shom v'samuras b'teir." So here he mentions the kal v'chim, the kal v'chim, and the Rambam, you know, is not one of the Chazal. He doesn't make his own droshes. So he says, so that's the kalachim of logic. It's not the kalachim of Rabbi Alfusi. The Rambam or any other vision will not make kalachim of Rabbi Alfusi. Chazal make kalachim of Rabbi Alfusi. So that kalachim is the kalachim of logic. It's a logical deduction. If there is a loche of ahu v'leonus, ahu v'leshevik, ahu v'lemite, b'meleich, which is ablizore, which is mochomo, so Allah has kind of become all the shomis is a more of a deal. What do you mean shomis is a deal? Arias is talking Arias in Shochas Domin. But didn't the Rambam say the Afil Hoa Benes? Needless to mention Abizor and Gilarais and Abizor that he's Potter because of Onus. But even Ritzicha, so Ritzicha is not as likely to be poter as Ba'avid Zohar. Because he says before, Afil Horan Veins, in other words, when we go to Gilarayas and Ba'avid Zohar, that he's poter, when he was dismissed himself, that even Ritzicha is poter. So what Avera is more likely to be poter? Ba'avid Zohar or Shiraz Domi? Ba'avid Zohar is more likely to be poter than Shiraz Domi. So how can he say now, תוך כדידו, קלבחים אל שומץ יש אמורות בתאירו, that honest is proper, maybe, but the Rambam himself said before, אפילו הורד בינס, אפילו הורד בינס, so, there is more of a חידש, that honest is proper, by הרציחה, than the fact that honest is proper, by Abizore. So how can he say now, Umayu Abiz Kachodim Shechmura Ben Hakir, Hoi Vidi Yisra Beinish Nechayv Kore Sarim Yisra Bezim, Kalvachim Yishomitzes? Kalvachim Yishomitzes, but not Shech Zami. And if there is more of a Chidesh that Onu Shishpota Ba Abizore than by Ritzicha, so the Rambam should say, not Afil Hoa Deines, but Afil Utsay, Afil Ola Abizore Deines. Why does he say Afil Hoa Deines? Then he says, Uvarai Yisroim Yabonaro is Asdobo. I mean, when Rishim mentioned the Dima Fons Rahmone Patre, and when the Gemara mentions Nabizore Dafnundalet, maski fel rab zeure um mir hab ne dat weil von der nagel es hat oxid und nagel es hat da war so what is the source for the aloha that is spotter and now es hat da war der ramban first mentions the drosh in the safro of the shati and yes ponai buisha hu hahu bel yonus hahu bel shegik hahu bel mute. And then he says, Uvarayus in the house as a double. Why doesn't he mention just Narayus as a double? Why does he mention Narayat Roshe? Apparently, it's two separate halachas. Narayus as a double and the halacha of Satan Yisponai, Boishahu, and Piashmur Lundu, Hauvel Lonus, Hauvel Shegig. Hauvelu mute. Now, the Sifri says, So this free says, "In la naro chait modes." Milamish, I mean, I'm not mentioning the Russian of this free verbatim. I don't remember, but this is what the gist of this free is. Milamish. So it is interesting that the aloha that is potter of moves of mise that is expressed in the posik but the aloha that is potter himo become anuso is onus is potter himo become that's not implicit in Lanaro is Hasidovo, but in Lanaro Chait Moves. What's the pshat? Because there's a Gemara in Shabbos called Godel of Samachesan Days. Klai Godel on Rabbi Shabbos called Hashecheach Ika Shabbos. Suppose somebody forgets the whole meaning of Shabbos, not he forgot. Sometimes one forgets that writing is a melacha, but he knows there are certain melachas, but he forgets that ksiva is a melacha. And sometimes one forgets so much that he forgets that there is such a thing as a Nisam Rosh Hashanah. So more is a Hashachiyach Hikashabbos. Kol Hashachiyach Hikashabbos. V'yosem Loch is Harbe, V'shabbos is Harbe. In a higher lachas, he forgets that there is a Nisam Loch and Shabbos. And he writes on Shabbos Bereshis and he sows and Pasha Neach and the flowers and the plants and Pasha Lech Lecho. I mean, in the course of the year, he does all kinds of melachas because he doesn't know that there is such a thing as the Nisam Loch of Shabbos. So then, when he finds out, how many chatois does he have to bring? One chatos. Because it was one shkoga that was the cause of all the melachas and the numerous Shabbos. Ketzad, Tinek Shinishbol bin Anochi, Vigiyosh and his Gaia bin Anochi, the also Moloch is Harbe, which Abos is Harbe, in a higher Lachatzachas. Suppose someone was as a child, he was captured by Goyim, some melee, he doesn't know there is such a thing as Shabbos. Then when he grows up, so he's Mechal Shabbos, because he doesn't know that it's Osa. Then he finds out, so he brings on Yom Chatz. V'chayel adam achas, v'achil v'achas, v'adizah achas, u'mun bespeter, mun beshitiz, atinik shenishbo, doesn't have to bring any chatos. Why? Because atinik shenishbo, according to mun bes, is an onus gomo, is an onus gomo. Who is chay v'chatos? Shegek is chay v'chatos. Shegek is not an onus, certainly not an onus gomo. Because as we say in English, ignorance of the law is no excuse, as the Gemara expresses it. Holy learned or not, what kind of an excuse is it? I didn't know. So you should have learned, you didn't know. So, Mashin Kei, Tinik Shenishbo, so then ignorance of the law is an excuse. What called it Mumbes? I mean, well, he should have learned. How could he have learned? He doesn't know anything about it, I mean. He never heard there is such a thing as Shabbos. So he's an Onus Gomo, so he's spot up Chatos. But Tanakame, the Rabbanon, they are Chelek Amundes. And they hold that even a Tinik Shenishbo with Bin Anochi, when he becomes a Baal Tshuva, so he has to bring a Chatos. So according to the Chachomim, even a Tinik Shenishbo Bin Anochi is not an Onus Gomo. He's a Sheik. So he has to bring the chatos. V'kacho yomum bezdon lifnei Rabbi Akiva. That's a maches. Omu beis. Hoy umezit kol chaytei. V'shegi kol chaytei. Ma mezit choy salom yidiyo. Apshegi choy salom yidiyo.